This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
You realize when you broke down in tears that what you offered was not relevant to the person you were reaching out to, and you had the wrong customer in there. And then we didn't have the packaging correct. And so I love that you went out and sought that. And if you don't go into your customer's world, you're not going to learn that. And that's what you had to do.
Yeah, and that was actually when I, in Lingo, I lay out a 5-step strategy. Like, I tried making this as linear as possible, although, you know, like I said, you're talking about 30 years of experience. So I laid this out in a 5-step strategy. And the first step is perspective. Like, you have to understand the perspective of the people you want to serve. And in your own area of expertise, you know that most people get that wrong. You know, right. And there's mixed messages on that. I think in marketing, a lot of people talk about like they are their customer. I was like, no, you probably aren't. Right. You probably were your ideal customer. There's probably a part of your story that's wrapped into the story of your ideal customer, but chances are you evolved out of it, which is why you want to serve that ideal customer. So it's important to, I think almost all of us have to transition into someone else's perspective. One of the examples I offer in the book is how much technology, like an app, how many apps have been developed by people that either had a problem in the world or there was something they wanted to solve, or, you know, Facebook even, right? I want a better dating site in college. And it's after that college experience that they develop the app, right? So they've actually evolved out of the immediate need, but still have an audience to serve that obviously is huge. But that's the importance of going back and understanding the perspective of your ideal customer. In my case, it was really extreme because I was a lower middle class kid wanting to understand the affluent. But I think it's the fact that it was so extreme that really helped me get it so that I can help others. But, you know, even if you're building a business that's catering to teenagers, catering to a different age demographic, different gender, somebody who's at a different stage in life, there's always a perspective for you to gain, for you to truly understand how the world looks from your ideal customer's perspective.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.